This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Giroux, in front, no, scores! Tied in, Josh Norris!
There's a highlight from the newest Saber. He was acquired before Brännström and whatever. Anyway, that's Josh Norris. I don't need to be cute here. 803-0550. Time is tight. We've got commercials to make up, so I shouldn't be fiddling around here. Big day. Dylan Cousins on the move to Ottawa. Josh Norris, the key piece, coming back. Dennis Gilbert in a second-round pick going the other way as well. Jacob Bernard-Docker also coming back to the Sabres in that trade. Frank is first up this segment. Frank, thank you for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm kind of conflicted about this. I knew he had to go, but man, I really, after that Heritage Classic game, I thought Dylan Cousins cemented himself as a future Hall of Famer for us. It is what it is. I just want to ask you, in your opinion, do you think he was one of the players that they were trying to allude to that was basically taking nights off sometimes, and like some players just need to step up? So that's all I have for today. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Frank. Appreciate you calling and listening. I don't know about taking nights off. I had a very in-depth conversation about him and what has gone wrong for him back in the first half of the show with Chad DeDominicis from Expected Buffalo. And Chad made a lot of sense that maybe we just are talking about a guy that we know what the skill set is. He can move around the ice well. He's big enough. He seems to have a ton of heart. He just maybe doesn't see it as well as you need to. And that leads to some hesitation, some paralysis, if you will, on the ice, and he's just not quite as quick as he needs to be processing what's happening. I mean, that's as good a stab as I can make. I've often this year referred to him as the biggest mystery on the team. Right, goalies go up and down. What's going on with Lukanen? Why isn't Levi turned out yet? I have a variety of theories there. I think Levi got rushed. He's doing what he should be doing, dominating in Rochester. Good. Lukanen has had a very bad year off of a great second half of last year that earned him a big contract. Those I can explain away somewhat technically, right? Cousins just been a mystery to me. I mean, I can't tell you if he got paid and just, I'm all set. Right, I don't know. That's an easy accusation to make, but I don't really, I don't know that that's the case. I've never heard that to be the case. I just don't think the guy had it anymore. Like he just could not play at the level that he somehow reached 3 years ago when he got the big contract. So I'm in favor of them moving on. I'm somewhat stunned they were able to get a player albeit with the very scarlet red asterisk of injury concern that Norris carries. He's had multiple surgeries on the same shoulder, has only played a max of 66 games in any NHL season, has missed a lot of hockey, but he produces at the clip you were hoping Cousins would maintain when he got paid. The question with Norris is, can he stay on the ice frequently enough? But I like the trade. As down as a lot of us, and I definitely have been, on the job Adams has done over five seasons now, almost five full seasons. This will be his fifth complete season as GM of the team. I think he made a good trade today for this team. That doesn't mean it's going to work. It doesn't mean Norris is going to stay healthy, but I think it was worth the shot. I'd be hard pressed to envision them doing better in a return for Cousins, because as much as we liked what he looked like 3 years ago, he has spent 2 years really wandering the desert looking for a drink. And so Ottawa's taking a chance on that, even though he's more dependable health-wise. They're giving up. These two players play the same amount of hockey over the next few years. I have no question Norris is going to outperform Cousins. The question is, does he play enough hockey to make that happen? And that is a big question, and it's significant. That's what makes it a gamble. And to me, one worth making. Thank you for the call, Frank. 803-0550 is the number. Time for a couple of more before we hit up Sal at the top of the hour. So if you're on hold, hang in there. I'll get to you right after this on WGR.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.